Where are we in the workshop? Using the standard format, we are about 30 to 50 minutes into the workshop. The longest written exercise is over. So far, we have not had the opportunity to share what we have learned, and we are full of insights. Some people may have made the pleasant discovery that we like more parts of our celebration than we realized. Others may have come to the opposite conclusion, but everyone will have more objective data for discussion. One of the functions of this discussion period is to give us a chance to find out which of our problems are shared by others and which are unique to us. It will also give us a better idea of which areas of the celebration to target for future change. This is not a problem-solving portion of the workshop. People may bring up a great number of problems that will seem difficult, if not impossible, to resolve. There may be a negative, complaining tone to the discussion. Subsequent steps of the workshop will help us find some answers. It is premature to look for answers now. If we are following the four-session alternative format, our first session is devoted entirely to the inventory and the inventory discussion. We will have to wait until the next session to get some insights into our problems. The following three sessions are designed to give us some answers. Whichever format we are using, there is a tendency to want to share solutions with one another early on in the workshop. For example, if a man mentions that he has a problem with his children being too preoccupied with gifts, another participant may volunteer a solution. In our family, we do such and such. We want to postpone this kind of interchange until later on in the workshop when we have had an opportunity to sort out our values and contrast our current celebrations with our fantasy celebrations. The solutions that arise from within ourselves will be more meaningful. When people insist on volunteering solutions prematurely, write down the ideas on a sheet of paper to share later on. It's not that our ideas aren't valuable, it's just that the workshop process needs to have an opportunity to work. Some points to keep in mind throughout the workshop. Remember to equalize the discussion. Ask direct questions of quiet participants. Skillfully switch the conversation away from those who dominate. Be alert for someone who might have serious emotional problems. Keep an eye on the time, and summarize important points at the end of each discussion period. If we are following the four-session alternative, we will have a lot of material to cover on our first day. We will be trying to squeeze in the introductory comments, the written inventory exercise, and a discussion period. If possible, extend this session to an hour and a half. If that is not possible, we may want to hand out the inventory exercise ahead of time and have us bring it back already filled in. Don't be discouraged if time runs out and we have an opportunity to discuss only a few sections of the inventory. Focus on topics of high interest by asking at the very beginning of the discussion period which topics interest us most. If a subject doesn't seem engaging, quickly move on to another one. One workshop leader has developed her own solution to the problem of too little time for this first session. Before the workshop, she rearranges the inventory questions in order of what she believes to be the topics of greatest interest. Then she has participants complete the areas of the inventory one by one, taking time to discuss each one as it is completed. She never has time to explore all nine topics, but she is assured that the central issues will be discussed. When time runs out, she asks us to complete the remainder of the inventory at home before the next session. The inventory exercise will spontaneously generate dozens of topics of conversation. Let's start by asking a general question such as, "What are some of the things we learned from this exercise?" Or, we can select one or more topics from the following list. If a topic we suggest generates little interest, go on to another. If there is a great deal of interest in a particular topic, Let this discussion continue, even if it means we don't get to other topics. Remember, this is a problem-sharing rather than problem-solving discussion period. If we have a very large group, say more than 30 people, we can separate into smaller discussion groups and share our reactions to the inventory. Have each group choose one person to report back a few salient points, not the whole discussion, to the larger group.